want to pop
your Royce, it's sweating time.
That was the pre-warm-up to get you ready for the warm-up, to get you ready for the pre-workout, followed by the workout, which precedes the post-workout. Then we're going into a little 60-minute warm-down.
Okay, the first exercise I'm going to show you is what we call the bench press.
A basic exercise that every beginner should do no matter what sport you're in.
But don't look for an easy way out. Nobody wants to work hard these days. Everybody wants the easy way, the 20-minute abs, the 10-minute this, 10-minute that. Earn it.
We're coming down the home stretch of this Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. About 9 minutes left, and we close out each and every Friday with Johnny Lewis. It's time for Fit Fridays with the founder of Blessed Body Training, Johnny Lewis, joining us from the West Coast. What's up, J. Lou? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Al? I'm doing pretty good. It's Friday, and Michigan State got the dub yesterday, so I'm excellent.
I'm sure you are, man. Spartan fans everywhere were just certainly just breathing a sigh of relief after yesterday, right?
Right.
A close game. All right, let's dive right into it, man. We'll start with your tip in the gym, and you want to talk about four workouts to target every part of your abdominal muscles. Go ahead, my man.
Oh, yeah. So it's four workouts that's critical because they target different parts of your abs. So the first is, you know, the traditional sit-up or crunch. That's going to target your upper abs and the middle abs as well. But a lot of people forget about the lower abs. So the lower abs is brings me to number two, which is the reverse sit-ups. So reverse sit-ups is basically where you bring your legs up instead of bringing your, you know, torso down. So any motion where you're using your legs or you're moving your legs, that's going to target the lower section of your abdominal muscles.
So, Johnny, that gives you like that V, right? That little V muscle, you know, down there that you're trying to, you know, that I really try.
Oh, yeah.
I never think about working out my lower abs. So I think that's one of the muscles it targets, right?
Right. Yeah, it can help aid with the V that you're looking for. But more so than the reverse sit-ups and the lower abs, it's the oblique motion. So that's number three, the oblique sit-ups, or like the Russian twist, anything where you're twisting your body. So the oblique sit-ups is basically like a sit-up, but as you come up, you turn your body to the left or to the right. And that will help with the V even more, you know?
Got you.
So getting that V-shaped Superman body.
Right, that we all try to shoot for, right? Like yours, basically.
Thank you. And then the last one is the plank, which there's different modifications of the plank, but just the regular on your forearm planks, those will target your full abs. So when you do planks, it's a good idea to keep your abs tight and make sure that your body is lifted up. So it's an isometric workout, and it's amazing. We all know what planks are. And you also have side planks to target more of the obliques. So, yeah, between those four, you're targeting your upper with the sit-ups, the lower with the reverse sit-ups, the sides with the oblique sit-ups or Russian twist, and then the full isometric with the plank.
And I'm wondering, how long should you do the plank, Johnny?
So starting off, a lot of people like to start off with 30 seconds to a minute, which I think is a good time. If you're just starting off, I say 30 seconds, try to shoot for a minute. But I've brought mine up to a minute 15 to 2 minutes, and
wow.
I do cycles of abs. So,
got you.
You know, you just got to keep on doing it till you get to where you want to be.
Right, keep on pushing it. All right, I love that. Okay, and definitely, man. And your health tip when it comes to the kitchen, you want to talk about the benefits of pineapple.
Oh yeah. So yesterday I posted me holding a pineapple, and a lot of people were messaging me about pineapples and how they love pineapples. And it has so many healthy benefits to it, and it's so delicious. So number one, the biggest thing is the vitamin C content in the pineapple. It's great for the immune, and it's known to aid with skin health and heart health. There's also an enzyme in it called Malene. I'm sorry, bro Malene. I can't pronounce it, but
yeah.
There's an enzyme that has anti-inflammatory benefits, and it's only found in pineapples.
Oh, wow. Nowhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And then also, it's really good for digestion due to the high fiber and water content. And it's just overall healthy, low in fat, low in carbs, good for energy, and delicious, very delicious.
Yeah,
and there's different ways to prepare. You can,
yeah.
Yeah, you can just eat it, you know, diced, or you can freeze it, put it in smoothies. But I've been researching, and I've actually had it before. There's a very interesting dish called it's a teriyaki chicken pineapple bowl.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you basically just, like, cut up the pineapples inside, scoop out the inside of the pineapple, and then you add teriyaki chicken and rice and then the diced pineapples, and the combination together is immaculate.
Wow, that sounds really good, man. You always get me hungry, dude, when you close out the segment with your healthy food tip. But I had no... So you're telling me pineapple is the... And I won't even try to pronounce it, but it's the only food item that has that in it?
Enzyme.
That enzyme in it?
Yes, it's only known to be found in pineapple. I was doing reading, and I thought it was pretty interesting. So pineapple is a pretty unique fruit. It's unique looking. For sure.
Yeah.
It reminds me of palm trees out here, actually. But
it must be nice. It must be nice, Johnny.
Yes, that's it. Pineapples. Eat more pineapples.
Love it, man. Awesome stuff. Johnny, thank you as always, my man. And enjoy tomorrow night's Michigan State and Minnesota game, all right?
Oh, yeah. You know I'll be watching. Go green.
Go white, baby. All right. Johnny Lewis. Fit Fridays with Johnny Lewis, the founder of, again, Blessed Body Training.